This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
Toronto police response times are better. There's a million things happening in the news cycle, but I didn't want that to fall by the wayside. And I know we mentioned it a couple mornings ago, but that was revealed. And I wanted it to be a bigger story because we asked for this. The police asked for a budget that they could cut 911 times by. And a lot of people said, OK, but that better happen. It already has. Down to 18.1 minutes for a 911 call compared to 22 minutes late last year. So the claim from Myron Demke, the Toronto police chief, is new officers, new sergeants, better call center responses, and they're on things. And it's a good thing. And we have to move it in the right direction. And it's a step in the right direction. This one is for sure. Ward 18 counselor is Lily Cheng, and she's also on the Toronto Police Services Board, and she's up early joining us now. I always appreciate people getting up before 7 a.m., Lily. Thanks very much.
Good morning, Greg. And we normally do get up at this time anyway.
I wasn't suggesting otherwise. I have no evidence. I'm not about to play an audio tape that says you sleep into 8:30. I got no evidence to say otherwise. It's easier to get up when the weather's nice. I'll put it that way. It's hard in January when it's dark till 8:30. This is good news. We're looking for good news stories. We live in pretty tenuous times, and this is good news. This makes it worth it, if you will. There was squabbling about the budget, and that's fine. That's politics. But this is a step in the right direction, is it not?
100%. And it supports the view that we have that we really need a solid pipeline to have the staffing that we need to resource the city. So it is a step in the right direction. Decreased our response time at the same time the number of priority one calls that we answered during the same time increased. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just about the fact that we responded faster. I think our chief is doing a great job, and our officers are doing a great job getting out there.
So they've got more to do, but they're doing it better with more. That's a great sign right there.
Yes. 100%.
I guess having more to do and having more calls isn't a necessarily great sign, but I know we're digging away at that, and there's a lot of different parameters as to why that's happening now. We talked to you a few Mondays ago, and it's well documented. There was a letter sent out. You took your name off it. I give you full credit for coming on the show Monday and talking about it with us a few weeks ago. Do you feel like the temperature's dropped a little bit, and we all want the same things for our city? It's just a matter of getting there at different in different routes.
I think that actually it's not coming down for the people who are dealing with it every day. So we have university protests now, encampments starting. And, I met with some Jewish constituents yesterday, and they don't recognize the country they live in anymore. They said to me that they're just not sure who is standing with them, and they feel quite vulnerable. So I think that we're still in a very uncertain time. And, I think our common call for everyone is to let's just extend compassion, because my theory is that everyone who is watching this unfold has some measure of PTSD. If you watch war footage, you will have trauma. And I think that, whatever side of the conflict you are on, people are having trauma, and that trauma does affect how we respond to things.
Lily Cheng's our guest on Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. I think that's so well said. What are they hopeful for? You mentioned right in the same sentence, the encampment right now at U of T and Jewish constituents that you hear from. What would they like the police to do? What would they like the city's response to do there? It's complicated.
Yeah, I think, for people to say, I see you, this month is Jewish Heritage Month, for people to recognize that they are contributing members to our society, and that we value their presence in our city. And I think to not equate, whatever is happening in the Middle East to the Jewish neighbors that live beside us. So there's foreign policy that we, frankly, have not that much impact on, but there's the neighbors who live amongst us. And can we not equate the two. That's really important.
I know from the meeting Tuesday, there were a few deputants that had firm opinions about not just the letter, but where I think it's more about where we are in the city than the letter. I know also that the chair, Ann Morgan, kind of shut them down a little bit. Hey, you can't control that, Lily. The chief of police can't control that. She's running the meeting. That's how it goes. But I do think it speaks to sort of how everyone is very emotional, how everyone's very on edge, however they view it. What was that like on Tuesday? Is that unsettling at all for you?
Well, I do appreciate our chair. Chair Morgan did a great job. And because the temperature is so high, it is not the norm that we have that type of temperature at the police board. But I think, you know, in order for us to stay on topic, we actually had a 12-hour meeting that day.
Yeah.
So. It was not like, we have lots of time for these things to happen. So I appreciate that she took a firm stance to keep people on topic because we had so much to cover that day.
Yeah, it's tricky because they got things to say and they got it seems like it's very regimented that they've got to stick to a specific item. I don't know. Is there any flex for them to weigh in on sort of that pulse of the city there?
Well, in general, and this is true at council committee meetings as well, you have to talk to the item that's on the agenda. So people, we had operating variants on the agenda. We had very regular operation things, and it's hard to insert, the topic that you want to talk about when that's not what's being discussed. Yeah.
I gotcha. I'm fresh out of time. There's other stuff I want to get to with you, but maybe next time in the next week or two. I hope you have a great weekend and always appreciate you taking our call.
For sure. Thanks so much, Greg. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of The Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google. Play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.